In Istanbul, there is a graveyard with no names. The cemetery of the companionless is where society buries its forgotten, the sex workers, the outcasts, those who died alone. It's a place where human beings are turned into numbers and their stories are unspoken and unheard. And in this week's mini philosophy interview, the writer Elif Shafak argues that we need to find and listen to these stories again. Michel Foucault once argued that history is shaped not just by what is said, but by what is left unsaid. Power is not only about speech, it's about deciding who gets to speak at all. If you want to understand what power means, listen for silence. Entire communities have been written out of history, their voices buried under official narratives. All cultures will have their unmarked graves and their forbidden libraries, the stories that cannot be told. Shafak's work is an intentional effort to tell the stories of the forgotten, the exiled, and the buried. In her work, silence is not an absence, it is an ache, a presence of something lost but waiting to be heard. As Shafak put it, being a storyteller means being interested in silences. Shafak's writing is an act of resistance against erasure. She reminds us that exile is not just geographical, but it's emotional, spiritual, and cultural. The voiceless are not voiceless, they are just unheard. And literature will pull the forgotten back into existence and force us to bear witness. Silence is never empty. It is full of people waiting to tell their stories.